Hear again these words. Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth enters the stomach and goes out into the sewer? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this is what defiles. For out of the heart come evil intentions, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile. When I was a child, it seems like every time I came to the dinner table, every time I came to the breakfast room, every time I came to eat, I always came and I would come rushing in and I'd sit down and mother would immediately say, "Let me see your hands." And so I'd hold up my hands and, you know, and mom would go, "No, take a little longer." So I put my hands up and let her see both sides. And she says, "Okay, now let me see in between. Make the Vulcan symbol." So I do that and she goes, "Oh, there's dirt in there. Go back and wash your hands." Every time I came to the table, there was always dirt on my hands. I guess it's just being a kid and, you know, what goes with that, you know, being a kid. In fact, there's still usually dirt on my hands when I go to the dinner table. But mother would always check to see, and if there was dirt, I'd get sent back. Then I remember the first day, the first Sunday, I remember hearing this passage read from the gospel. And I realized that Jesus was saying, you know, washing your hands or not washing your hands is irrelevant. And I remember I looked at mother. And she says, "That's Jesus, it's not you." She said, "You're going to wash your hands when you come to the dinner table." This is not a sermon, my friends, my sisters and brothers, against hand washing. This is not a message against making sure that your hands are clean when you eat, because this is not a message about eating and drinking. Indeed, this is a message about something far deeper inside of us. A hunger and a way of quenching that hunger. This is a message about the spiritual, not the physical, not the washing of hands. It's a message that deals with the question of human religion and human tradition and human ways of doing things taking the place of the things of the Spirit and the things of God. Because that's what the Pharisees were doing. The Pharisees were very mad at Jesus because Jesus was, you know, undermining their authority. To them, the outward appearance and what one did on the outside, the washing of hands, the eating of proper foods, the doing of the proper things at the proper time was part of what it meant to be a religious person, to be a Jew. One did those things. And what Jesus is saying is very radical. It's not what you do on the outside that makes you a religious and spiritual person. Rather, Jesus is saying it's what comes out of you. Not what you put in, not what you do on the outside for public viewing, not the eating with unwashed hands, not the abstaining from pork. No, it's what comes out of your heart. And you can tell. If you look closely, you can tell what's going on in someone's heart by what they do and what they say. I had a professor. Strangely enough, he was a professor of ethics who had a very difficult time with language. He loved to use words and phrases that would get bleeped out on television. He had a rather foul mouth, if you will. So much so that he would use those words not just in speaking in everyday life and not just in lecturing in class, but he would use those foul words even when he was dictating his books into a dictaphone for his secretary to take and transcribe. She would come in and she would get the tapes and she would take them and sit down at her desk and she'd start transcribing. And when a word would come out, she would have to stop, listen to the whole sentence, write it down, and translate that into the meaning that Dr. Hauerwas had in mind when he used that awful word. Until one day, and this story is somewhat apocryphal, but I believe it, one day she got not just one word and not just two words, but a whole bunch of words. And she finally got up and walked in and put the piece of paper down on Dr. Hauerwas' desk and said, "There's a problem here, because if I take out all the dirty words, there's no verb and there's no subject. There's no meaning here. You need to rewrite this yourself. I'm not going to translate your dirtiness anymore." For a man who taught ethics, there was something very seriously wrong with his insides, because he defiled himself with his very words. Did you notice what a characteristic of what Jesus said here in the passage with regards to what coming out and what defiles? He said, "But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this is what defiles. For out of the heart come evil intentions," not just bad intentions, not just mistaken intentions, just not just errors, but evil intentions. Murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, and slander. What do all of these evil intentions have in common? They deal with relationships with other people. They deal with others. I mean, if you murder, you've killed somebody else. Adultery, you can't do that alone. Neither can you fornicate alone. And if you are guilty of theft, you've stolen something that somebody else owns. False witness is telling a story about someone else. And slander is doing that with the intention of harming them professionally or socially. Each one of these evil intentions, each one of these evil defiling intentions deals with your relationship with other people. Isn't that something? We can tell where our heart is. We can tell how our spiritual life is going by looking at what we do and what we say to other people. Now, if you're like me, you got some people you really like being around. You got some people who you enjoy seeing on a regular basis. And when you don't get to see them, you feel like you've missed something. If you're like me, you enjoy. Thursday mornings, I enjoy breakfast with some of the men from this church. I get myself out of bed even though I'm tired, for some strange reason, to go eat breakfast with Ted Brewer and Claude Tier and Claude Draper. You know, the standard cast of characters. For some cuckoo reason, I enjoy their company. But there are some people, and if you're like me, this is true for you too, there are some people who I can't stand being around. I wouldn't get up to go to breakfast at 7:30 in the morning with them if my life depended on it. It's sad but true. We prefer some people over others. That attitude is deeply seated in our hearts, in our spiritual hearts. And sometimes that attitude is how we treat God, especially when we've done something really bad. "Oh gosh, I better not get around God today after what I did last night, otherwise I'm going to get zapped. He ain't going to want to be around me after he knows and finds out what I did." As if he's not around you already. The heart telegraphs through very simple actions, through very simple demeaning and defiling words, what's really there. You can tell if you're paying attention. My brothers and sisters, today is a day for heart transplants and for heart cleansing. Today is a day when you are invited to come to the table of the Lord and bring a piece of that corrupted heart that is defiling you as it comes out in actions or words. Bring it to the table. Set it down and receive the grace of God that you need, that I need, that we need to cleanse us. Communion is a very simple, wonderful means of grace. It reconnects us to the body of Christ. It reconnects us to God. And it cleanses us spiritually on the inside. Because when we receive into our very heart the grace of God will flow out and cleanse us. So come to the table of the Lord and receive into your very heart the grace of God that will cleanse you. Cleanse that heart of stone. Cleanse that evil part. Cleanse that defiled fragment of your heart so that the wonderful grace of God might then flow forth to others. It's not what goes in that defiles you. It's what comes out in your words and in your actions. So come to the table of the Lord and have your heart cleansed, so that what comes out will reflect the love and presence of Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us affirm our faith with the historic confession of the Nicene Creed, which you will find in the back of your hymnals, number 880. Let us stand. We believe in one.